Recording in progress.
How does the Mustang drive?
The Mustang is good. It's good when I'm driving. It's okay, right? It's okay. The Mustang is nervous.
Okay, guys. We will take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump to Zoom because there are a few people back in the day. I want to chat to you as well. Mitch, I'm sure you want to kick us off, man.
Hey, Dante. Phil said before the match he wanted a response from you guys. Do you feel like you showed that today? And what did you like about the team's performance overall?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the times this year, you know, we've had a good performance, but we weren't able to find the back of the net. So today, I think it was just everything that came full circle. And, you know, I'm happy for the guys, first and foremost, and happy for the staff as well, and for Phil. And it's been a tough, long year. But, yeah, today was just a full circle performance, and, you know, we feel like we got what we deserved.
Even when you were playing as a fullback, the system kind of worked that you were able to shift a little bit into the middle. Enjoy about that, obviously.
Yeah,
congrats on the goal, and you're able to get a little further forward today.
Yeah, I mean, it's not used to it, but I always love to get on the score sheet. But yeah, I mean, first and foremost, I'm here, you know, for the team first, to do whatever they need me to do. And you know, I seen an opportunity to get forward, and I took it. Thank you.
Congrats on the win. You know, you're without a kind of a big kind of spark plug guy like Jesse Feek today, but you still come through and scored, you know, three big goals. How do you think you guys kind of, who do you think more stepped up to the task today, and how do you guys do it even without, you know, maybe someone who had to be a flirt of the game?
I mean, I think, you know, we had 11 guys plus all the subs that, you know, came in and stepped up. And, you know, as I said before, we've had a lot of good performances that just hasn't came together because of we couldn't find the back of the net. And, you know, it's a good feeling when, you know, we put in the hard work, we put in the shift, you know, all 11 guys plus the subs, and, you know, we find the back of the net. And it's just a, you know, it's a great feeling to, again, get what we deserved.
Just that, I guess it was just 2 years ago you were with Toronto FC 2, and just the spoiler surprise, but tonight they were knocked out by Philadelphia, no playoffs, too bad. But like, how, it's just 2 years and now you're here. Like, I guess you might have had known that the CPL was like in the background, that you'd be able to, an opportunity to join them.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's playing for Toronto in the MLS, which is an American league. It's, you know, I love that club. It was the first club I played for. So, you know, I owe a lot to that club, and it's grateful for the time I had with them. And but it's always good to, you know, have a professional league in our backyard, you know, the Canadian Premier League. And, you know, I've been watching it from afar, and I'm just glad I can be a part of it.
Right. You know, and you were here, like, the first game of the year. You seem to have such good luck in Toronto. It's a mix of, like, Ontario local guys like Jordan Haynes and that, and then you're here, and I don't know, maybe your, like, parents are in here, or is it just that I'm sort of glad to be home, that you just have the number of York this year, this season, at home, at this stadium, anyway?
Yeah. I don't know, maybe it's just something about the Toronto, being in Toronto in the city, maybe it gives me that a bit of extra boost knowing that, you know, it's my home and whatnot. But again, it's lovely to play here. I got my friends, I got my family coming to the game that they don't get to see me very often. So, you know, it always brings me great joy to, you know, work hard and, you know, represent my family in front of them.
Great, thank you.
Sorry. Any other questions in the room, guys?
Thank you
for your time.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay, guys, we'll take questions in the room first, and then we'll jump maybe to Zoom if we have one or two for our coach. Mitchell, I'm sure you want to kick us off.
Yes, simply, Phil, you said you wanted a response. I'm assuming that that was what you were hoping for out there today.
Yeah, I think we came in the game well. I think the team was ready. We started to get good spells of possession and grew in confidence, and I don't think it was a surprise, the 1-0. I felt that at that point in time we were on the front foot. I think there was moments we could have slipped an attacking player maybe a bit earlier or find the dangerous space in a bit of a better situation, and we didn't. So the goal came, and then, you know, came the red card. And obviously the game got a bit chippy. They're playing for, they have to get the 3 points. They're in a race. So it got heated up at times, but I think we kept our cool and we were able to close the game. So yeah, good, and well done for the boys.
And maybe a bit more on the front foot today. Mateo playing in his more natural position, and you know, we saw Dante get forward a little bit more, obviously scoring, but you know, stepping into midfield at times from right back and then pulling into midfield later.
Yeah.
What did you like about those players specifically and the team performance?
Yeah, look, when we build a team, we build a team with, you know, there's players that are meant to come into a position and others that we know will give us some flexibility. And Jordan hasn't been healthy this year, and it kind of opened the door for us to put Mateo there. And sometimes, yeah, we want to do it at other stages of the season, but we always try to find a balance in what we do and make sure that we're getting that right balance. And today was a game where in our heads, knowing that Jordan was healthy, good to go, Wazi was out with the national team, and we, for us, it was a natural thing to put Mateo in a higher line. Dante, I always say this to our players, it's not about the position, it's about spaces and compensation. And we saw Andy last week stepping into that midfield and many times this year finding good passing lines from that central position. And then it's about seeing what's on and when we're on the ball, taking the spaces and not being limited by the position. So I felt that Dante read a situation, and he read it well, and he just kept going, and he found himself in a goal-scoring position, so good for him.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Tom, you know, we saw a lot of kind of play on the wing, you know, as opposed to kind of down the middle, and, you know, eventually you guys get a goal from a great, you know, cross and movement into the box, but what do you think of maybe kind of the wing play as opposed to that kind of got a lot of possession for you guys? A lot of good movements.
Yeah, I think the most difficult thing in football is to possess centrally and enter centrally, because majority of the teams are going to defend from the inside out. Again, it's about seeing where the space is. Sometimes you're going to exploit the wing because the space is there, and then when you're switching the point of attack, it opens up centrally, and you need to have the ability and the capacity to recognize that space and get players moving into those spaces. So yeah, I think that this team has quality players out wide, and when we get the ball in those positions, we always try at the first glimpse or look to unbalance the opposition there. But I think today it opened up for us in the middle too, and we were able to exploit spaces centrally. So yeah, when things open up, you need to make the right decision, and no matter where it is on the field. And I feel that today there were even moments that we could have been better, either in staying on the ball, staying more patient, but also exploiting spaces that were given to us, especially once we found ourselves a man up.
And I know you love a good team performance. How do you kind of rally the troops for this one?
What coach doesn't like a good team performance, right? No, look, I just remind the guys that no matter what and anything they do, they have to always bring the best version of themselves. So, you know, we can't look at standings. We can't look at where we're at. We need to just wake up, show up, and be the best we can be every day. So for me, the message is pretty simple.
Thank you.
A bit of a statistical advantage for you guys tonight, obviously with a numerical advantage considered as well. Just interested in whether that factor colors your sort of view of tonight's game, and you know, whether those kinds of things sort of affect how you sort of take lessons from this one and move it to the next.
Look, I think I'll take a lot of the first 40 minutes. Yeah, when I'm looking at the game, I think that you go all the way up to the moment the red card was issued, which was a red card, by the way. I have no doubts about that. And then you try to see how the team took advantage of its small advantages or didn't deal with a play they should have dealt with, regardless of numbers. So for me, it's that. And looking at the first 40 minutes where we were up 1-0, I felt that until that time, we were the best team. We were the best team.
You speak about that advantage as well. Noticed throughout the match, there were certain points in time, and maybe, you know, partially before and partially after the red card, where, you know, movements like pressing and forcing a turnover, the far side, the one I'm thinking about, obviously those things are sort of made easier by the numerical advantage. But
yeah.
So it's, the onus is still on you guys to make those moments happen and to, you know, be in the right moments for that. So, you know, what do you really take out of that as well for tonight?
Look, if I want to be very, very picky on it, I felt that we kind of lost our head a little bit in moments of the game where we could have controlled the space a bit more and not become anxious of, you know, because we have the numerical advantage, we might need to be a bit more aggressive here or there, or when we get on the ball and the space opens up so much, we might be tempted to try and go fast at the opposition's throat, and if we don't do it in an intelligent way, they're going to come right back at us at a moment where the team is exposed. So I'll take a lot of lessons, a lot. Every 90 minutes we play, there's situations for us to grow, and it's easier to do it when your head is clear because you got 3 points and you're not... you don't have to think about that. You just have to watch the game and look at what you could grow and improve in and what you did well. So we're gonna try to enjoy this one and do the work the way we've done it all season.
Robin, you're like when Dante was up here.
Yeah.
And I was talking to him about being from Toronto, and then there's Jordan Haynes from the area, and that. Do the players get an extra kick from playing here that are like hometown guys? And each city that you go to, if someone's from another place, but especially, I guess, the Ontario region, they just have that extra feeling and they play better.
There's, I hope not. Look, I hope not.
My dad's here.
Yeah, no, I hope not. Honestly, these guys are pros and they enjoy the game. And, you know, some people are going to respond well to that. Others, a bit more nerves might not mean that they're going to be as loose. So, no, I don't think so. I told Dante, I said, for some reason, we like this place this year. Sometimes coincidences. Sometimes you see teams matching up better with others, and it's hard to explain. It's hard to pinpoint those things. I think that, you know, it's football, and things are going to happen, and that's the way it is.
And just the first game of the season, you were here, and you won, and now this time you won. And so for someone who's, this is the only games they've ever... You know, maybe they're from Winnipeg, but this is the only time they've ever been out to a game. They don't have one soccer, and they see you, your team, and they say, boy, this must be the best team in the league. What would you say, like, in between times, why you're not, like, you know, playoff push, that you're not at the top of the league? You're just someone who's just seen these two games.
You sound like my owner now. You know, what's happening, Phil?
Yeah.
It's the question I've asked myself many times this season. You know, the team has had good moments. We go back to the first 12 games where we were above the line, and I think we had lost 3 games. And but then we couldn't score. We couldn't find a window to score. And you know, there's elements of confidence. There's myself maybe moving things around in a way where you try to get the goals, but you expose the team in other ways. So there's a lot of factors. It's never one thing. Now, this year, this is my favorite place. I should have coached here every game. Maybe we would have won the league. So, yeah, look, coincidences again. I think that we have good pieces. I think that the team has shown glimpses of what it could look like when everything comes together. So we have to keep working and take those foundations and build from the good moments we've had and try to find consistency.
Great, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you. All the best, guys.
Safe trip back home.
Mitchell, have a good one.